WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill, chasing after that elusive feeling of calm? That's where we're diving in today, finding inner peace in a world that seems determined to keep us buzzing at a million miles per hour. Listen, I get it. Life is hectic. We're bombarded with notifications, deadlines, and endless to-do lists. It can feel like there's never a moment to just breathe. But here's the thing. True peace isn't about achieving some utopian state of zen where everything is perfect. It's about cultivating a sense of calm and contentment within ourselves, no matter what chaos swirls around us. Think of it like this. You're building your own inner oasis, a safe haven where you can recharge and find clarity amidst the storm. So how do we actually do that? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways that might just change the game for you. Number 1, mindfulness. It's not some mystical practice reserved for monks on mountaintops. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to sit quietly, observe your breath, and notice the sensations around you. It sounds simple, but it can be incredibly powerful. Ever noticed how much of our stress comes from worrying about things that haven't even happened yet or dwelling on things in the past? Mindfulness helps us break free from that cycle. Number 2, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about consciously making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply getting enough sleep, make sure you're prioritizing things that truly recharge you. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Number 3, set boundaries. You are not obligated to say yes to everything. Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Setting boundaries protects your time and mental space, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. Now, here's the thing about boundaries. Sometimes they can feel uncomfortable at first, especially if you're used to people-pleasing. But trust me, they are essential for finding inner peace. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a garden. If you don't set boundaries, you'll end up with weeds taking over all the good stuff. Number 4, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we already have can make a world of difference. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Cultivating gratitude helps us feel more content and fulfilled, no matter our circumstances. And finally, number 5, practice forgiveness. This doesn't just mean forgiving others. It also means letting go of past hurts and resentments that are holding you back. Holding on to anger and bitterness is like carrying around a heavy weight. It only weighs you down. Forgiveness frees us from the past, allowing us to move forward with more peace and joy. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's constantly on edge, feeling overwhelmed and stressed. One day, she decides to try out some of these tips. She starts practicing mindfulness during her morning coffee break, taking walks in the park with her kids, setting boundaries with demanding colleagues, writing down things she's grateful for each night, and working through past resentments. Slowly but surely, she notices a shift. She feels calmer, more centered, and happier. See, inner peace isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes conscious effort and practice, but the rewards are well worth it. So remember these 5 key takeaways: mindfulness, self-care, boundaries, gratitude, and forgiveness, and start incorporating them into your daily life. You've got this. Now go out there and create your own oasis of calm in the midst of all the chaos. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of peacemakers together, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.